Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. And yourself?
Good.
I'd like you to know that we're joined this morning by Pat Frazier, who's a local farmer and I guess a, what we say, a devotee of biodynamic philosophy.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Lance, do you folks have something that you had on mind today that you wanted to start out with?
Well, I had asked Pat possibly to talk about biodynamic compost making. And if there was something else that seemed more pertinent, she could talk about that. So those were my ideas anyway.
Great. Well, let's see. This time of year, it is time to think about composting. Many of us have compost piles that are left over from fall with leaves and the last bits of the garden, and those piles have kind of been sitting, waiting for the wake-up of spring. The nice thing, if you have animals on your farm or close by to your garden, is if you can get the winter stores of animal manure to add to the pile in the spring, it really starts to liven it up, especially cow manure. Although I'd say chicken manure is also a really good source for this valley because our soils can really use the extra phosphate. So not much difference with biodynamic composting in terms of the construction of the pile. It's pretty much the same of layering carbon and nitrogen materials. Carbon breaks down a lot slower than nitrogen, and so the more carbon to nitrogen ratio, it's about a 20-to-1 ratio. And then the pile can be turned once, and then in biodynamics we inoculate it with 5 compost preparations that are made from various herbs, and brings an intelligence to the pile. And that pile then usually sits for about minimum of 6 to 8 weeks, and it can sit up to 6 months before we use it.
What's the inoculation?
The inoculation is small amounts of substances called the compost preps. They're made from chamomile, nettle, dandelion, oak bark, yarrow, and valerian. And those are made specially into the earth. They're buried over approximately a year's period of time. And then they're brought out, and they are used to bring special intelligence to the compost pile for the plants once the compost is put on the ground.
What's the nature of the intelligence?
The nature of the intelligence has to do with the processes that engender plant life. The sulfur process, the calcium process, phosphorus process. And these particular plants were identified by Rudolf Steiner in the biodynamic method as plants that could bring that special intelligence to our plant life on Earth. It's a very healing method. It relies heavily on homeopathic dosages or homeopathy. And it really does make quite superior compost in the end.
Which results in?
Good fertility.
Yeah, good soil. I was just going to say, Pat, that what I got into the habit of doing is I have this huge pile of finished compost that's been sitting all winter, and I like to dig into the center of that pile, and that's what I use for the starter of the new compost piles.
Yes, I like to find that nice warm compost in the spring, too. It's nice. It's a nice feeling to know it's there.
So you were saying a few moments ago that you take what's going to be inoculating the compost pile and you let it, I guess, ferment or cure or something for a year?
The compost preparations are buried in the earth, many of them, for about a year.
Together all as, a, mm-hmm. as one?
No, it's separately, in separate pits. And the only compost preparation that isn't buried in the earth at some point in time is the valerian preparation, which is made by juicing valerian flowers and letting them ferment slightly. And the valerian plant, according to Steiner, was connected to... Hang on just a second.
No problem. We have additional people here in the studio. Some of them are on the small side.
Yeah. They're all also, it seems like I have seen, I'll have to ask Pat, that those compost piles are usually capped with dirt.
Right, they are.
With topsoil out of the garden, aren't they?
Yeah. And anyway, as I was saying before, had to pick up Spencer off the floor. Valerian is spread over the compost pile in liquid form, and it brings a final warmth to the pile, which is the final kind of gesture to finishing the compost pile.
And I may have missed the reason why you put them in the ground for a year. What does the earth bring to it? That's what I want to ask.
The earth brings herself to the compost preparations, and so the earth herself brings her intelligence to the compost preparations that are a combination of those herbs that I spoke of before, and some of them are wrapped in sheaths that come from the cow for the most part, and that process is called alchemy, where we take one substance and marry it with another, and we end up with something that's completely changed, transubstantiated. So that's the alchemy of it, and then in the end we end up with a homeopathic preparation made from the substance, those two substances coming together.
All right.
Yeah.
Lance?
Not much else.
So
it's pretty interesting.
So,
here's a question.
Go ahead.
Is do you make compost on according to the planting calendar?
A little bit, yes. Most compost is made over a long period of time, and added to and subtracted from and so forth. But one thing that does help with the calendar, using the calendar, is to apply the preparations at a time when the calendar is in the root day.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then applying compost is pretty much the same as anyone's kind of normal prospects, just on the garden bed at planting time.
At planting time, yeah. Sounds good.
So, you prepare you put all these ingredients together,
mm-hmm.
and where do you get them?
Well, some of them we grow, many of them we grow here in the valley, and as far as the cow parts, we usually take advantage of our grass-fed beef slaughters here and have the parts that we need from that.
I see. So you're part of a biodynamic movement here in the North Fork Valley.
Yes.
And how vibrant is that?
It's very vibrant. We have quite a few practitioners of it. In fact, this week at the Blue Sage Theater, we'll have a really good practitioner of biodynamics speaking two nights this week, Adam Klaus from Bella Farm. He will be talking on Tuesday about his dairy cows and on Thursday about practical biodynamics. So if you want to hear some straight from the biodynamic farmer's mouth, it would be really good to come to those two talks this week.
When do they begin?
7:00.
At the Blue Sage?
At the Blue Sage.
Here in Bayonne?
Mm-hmm.
If people wanted to find out more about biodynamic farming and so on, could they contact you?
Yes. We have a pretty vibrant email list. WesternBDCo.org is our Facebook page, and we do maintain a pretty vibrant email list that lets people know of events coming up in the valley.
And to our listeners who might be inclined to want to follow through on this, we'll try to get all this information on our website. So if you don't get it through this one little program here, you can go up there and reference it for your use later on.
Mm-hmm.
What was that email address again?
It's westernbdco.org.
Okay. Anything else?
No, just happy composting. Compost is the heart and soul of fertility in a BD garden.
That's something I wanted to ask you. Have you been able to measure results of using your compost with when you haven't used it? Like maybe before you learned, did you see any difference in productivity from harvesting?
Yes, and really the The nature of the change has to do with the change in the soil. The soil becomes more friable, has better tilth, accepts root growth better, and holds water better. And therefore, the fertility of the crops increases and the yields increase.
And so you need less water as well.
Yeah, actually, and eventually you need less fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm dealing with now, is I'm not putting in as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Pat, for coming. And Lance, thank you also.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.